One of the giants of modern music, Pierre Boulez, is about to take a year-long sabbatical from conducting to spend more time composing. When Boulez and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra played a weekend of concerts in New York, classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz was there.
I was invited to a rehearsal for a concert by the Ensemble Sospeso of music by Pierre Boulez. I asked one of the brilliant musicians what it was like rehearsing with Boulez. "Everything he said makes sense," the young musician told me. "It's extremely obvious he knew exactly what he was doing and hears exactly what he writes. He could be God or the devil." This rehearsal was in conjunction with the weekend of concerts Boulez was conducting at Carnegie Hall with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Boulez is surely the most important living musician with a hyphenated career, conductor-composer. Or is it composer-conductor? Which comes first? That's the question Boulez has been asking himself. Beginning in September, the septuagenarian conductor is taking a year off to compose. His work is difficult, but elegant. One piece called Sur Incise, French for cuts, as in film or sound editing, which Boulez worked on from 1996 to 1998, just won what is probably the most prestigious award in music, the $200,000 Gravemeyer Prize. The music started out as a 4-minute piano solo. Boulez expanded this germ into a hypnotic 45-minute fantasy for glittering sprays of glissandos and arpeggios on 3 pianos, 3 harps, and 3 sets of percussion instruments that can sound like bells, marimba, vibraphones, steel drum, glockenspiel. These real instruments seem to imitate the textures of electronic music, only here they sound more colorful, jazzier, moodier, and more erotic. As I've gotten to know Boulez's music better, I've discovered that, like his conducting, it has a deeply human side. On a marvelous new recording of Sur Incise, Boulez leads 9 players from the Ensemble Intercontemporain. Boulez, the conductor, also just happens to be at the very top of his form. He's been making astonishing new recordings with some of the world's greatest symphony orchestras, Cleveland, Chicago, the Berlin and Vienna Philharmonic. Last year, he played an extraordinary series of concerts at Carnegie Hall with the London Symphony, in which he programmed brand new pieces, including one of his own, along with masterpieces of late Romanticism and early Modernism, works that interest him as the seeds of contrasting aspects of contemporary music. This year, with the astounding and anachronistically still virtually all-male Vienna Philharmonic, The most recent work was Stravinsky's explosive post-World War II Symphony in Three Movements, which Boulez followed up with something I've never heard him do, an encore. Stravinsky's Circus Polka, commissioned by George Balanchine for his Dancing Baby Elephant ballet at Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey. Boulez has a sly sense of humor. It was delicious to hear him in a mood of unbuttoned, practically inebriated hilarity. The biggest works were by Bruckner and Mahler, the Vienna Philharmonic's Chicken Soup. I was allowed to attend rehearsals, and it was fascinating to witness Boulez go over and over again a tiny phrase to get from these spectacular players the precise rhythmic articulation he was looking for. In Mahler's Third Symphony, he got the American boy choir to sound less like boy sopranos than like real boys imitating bells. On the podium, Boulez has an uncanny instinct for exactly what it takes for each note, each phrase, to sink in. The Mahler seemed to come not so much from the orchestra as from someplace inside my own body. I was so choked up by it, I could hardly speak. So transported to another world, I took a subway going in the wrong direction. Do I want to hear more new pieces by composer Pierre Boulez? Of course. Do I want him to give up conducting on this level, even for a year? What do you think?
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and directs the writing program at the University of Massachusetts in Boston.